All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and every March, you and Jesse Brown sponsor what I consider the fly fishing event of the year.
Oh, it's so much fun, Don. We got it scheduled at the Visualite Theater March 19th. Live music brought to you by CCANC, the Coastal Conservation Association of North Carolina, up until 7 o'clock when the movies start. So what are these movies? We call them independent film. It's travel-oriented, but especially by name, it is fly fishing-oriented. And we're going to bring Paul Nicoletti of the Fly Fishing Film Tour onto the Carolina Outdoors right now so we can find out what's in store for all the moviegoers. Paul, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Really appreciate being on the radio with y'all today. We got 11 different films this year in the Fly Fishing Film Tour, about half of them being freshwater, half of them being salt, and then a mix of domestic and international pieces.
Fantastic. Now, over the years, you've had quite a few repeat movie makers. And for our listeners out there who may not know what this is, these films or snippet of films can be anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes to 15 minutes in length. It sounds like we have 11 upcoming. Talk to us about any of the repeat filmmakers that may be on board for 2020, and then we'll take a look at some of the new incoming filmmakers.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. So R.A. Viatti's been making films for the Fly Fishing Film Tour for nearly about 12 years. He's got a great piece called The White Water with Kate Taylor and Justin Crump, as they fish on the West Coast for steelhead locally and then go up to Alaska to catch them truly world-class rainbows and massive char. We also have the guys over at KGB Productions, who last year made a couple of really great conservation films. And this year they have a piece called Baja Lines, which has been one of the tour favorites so far. It's got some planet Earth-like footage, incredible marlin eats, crazy bait balls, more of that offshore type of fishing that might be a little bit more appealing to some of the folks that like to go fish on the coast. Then, of course, if you've ever heard his name, Yako Lucas, a gentleman who always seems to come up with some sort of fish porn film, lots of eats, big fish and whatnot, traveled the entire globe more than 170,000 miles this last year, 2019, and captured some snippets of where he fished along the way. Got some redfish in there, got some other kind of species targeted towards the that part of the country where you guys are located.
Yeah, this is not sitting at home watching late night television with a fishing TV show that pops up. This is kind of a rock and roll, respectfully, rock and roll fishing made to pump us up for some springtime fishing of our own. Warren Miller is famed for making ski movies where the extreme skiing's going on. You put it to music and turn it loose, and then those of us may never be able to jump off of a ski slope and ski hard down a mountain. The same goes for the Fly Fishing Film Tour. It's made to kind of inspire and aspire us to at least want to go investigate a place like Baja or Alaska or places around the world.
You know, that being said, we also have some domestic-based films here in the U.S. One of the favorite pieces this year has been produced by Fly Lords. It's called Time. The American Museum of Fly Fishing worked with Flip Pallet, Blaine Chocolate, to make a legacy piece about Lefty Cray in the Florida Panhandle. And so even though we do have some of that high-paced, exciting, thrill-seeking fishing that's going to get you stoked to be on the water, we also have some really, really deep pieces involve great fishing, great context, the kind of thing that has you so completely sucked up into the screen, paying attention to everything that's going on. So we're really proud of that as well.
Well, a lot of the fun of the Fly Fishing Film Tour is interacting with all your friends watching these movies, the moans, the groans, and I'm going there one of these days kind of thing is really what it's all about, and it really gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, when we're emceeing and we get up on stage, we tell everyone this is definitely not your normal movie theater and this is definitely not your normal movie showing. We love it when people show their local pride, when you get loud. You can be as verbal as you want at these showings. It's not your normal event.
Of course, Paul, we never have enough time to talk about this, but how do you choose the movies? 11 are being shown. I know you take in hundreds of movies who are applying to be a part of the film tour.
We have 100, this year alone, we had 123 different submissions. Myself, along with two other gentlemen and some other friends, review all of the submissions, and we do our best to try to pick films that represent not only different parts of the United States viewer base that like to come to the shows, but also different kinds of fishing, story-based pieces, comedy-based pieces, pieces that just get you fired up on fishing. Because we show this to over 100, we have 160-something showings every year across the country, so it takes a lot of time, a lot of conversations, and a lot of watching film in order to pick the ones that we think our audience would like best.
And just so everybody knows, it started maybe a dozen plus years ago with a few dozen showings, and now it's not just all across the United States, but I know you have showings in Canada. It's really all over North America these days.
South Africa. We're starting to have some shows in Australia, some in Europe as well. And then throughout the United States.
Of course, we're talking about Thursday, March 19th at the Visualite Theater here in Charlotte for the 2020 Fly Fishing Film Tour. Live music at 5:30, movies at 7, presented by Jesse Browns. Paul, I do know that both Charleston, South Carolina, and Asheville, North Carolina, are also going to have the film the next night. So if you miss it in Charlotte on the 19th, on Friday the 20th, it's still going to be in the Carolinas. Paul, thank you for joining us. Paul Nicoletti of the Fly Fishing Film Tour. Thanks for coming on and giving us a heads up of what we have in store, as well as thanks to Coastal Conservation Association's Joe Neely for joining us, as well as the general manager of Jesse Brown's, Wes Lawson. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartista, and get outdoors. Pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.